to me, you know I'll do it tomorrow, the very same thing. I used to make excuses to try and get George off the wagon. I'd get so fed up with drinking all alone and bearing the burden of guilt all by myself that I'd egg him on to drink to get started again. And then I'd fight with him because he had started. And the whole merry-go-round would be on again. And he, poor dear, didn't know what was going on. He used to wonder when he'd spot one of my bottles around the house just how he could have overlooked that particular bottle. I myself didn't know all the places I had them hidden. We have only been in AA a few years, but now we're trying to make up for lost time. 27 years of confusion is what my early married life was. Now the picture has changed completely. We have faith in each other, trust in each other, and understanding. AA has given us that. It has taught me so many things. It has changed my thinking entirely about everything I do. I can't afford resentments against anyone because they are the buildup of another drunk. I must live and let live and think. That one important word means so much to me. My life was always act and react. I never stopped to think. I just didn't give a whoop about myself or anyone else. I try to live our program as it has been outlined to me one day at a time. I try to live today so that tomorrow I won't be ashamed when I wake up in the morning. In the old days, I hated to wake up and look back at what last night had been like. I never could face it the next morning. And unless I had some rosy picture of what was going to happen that day,